City of Bohan, written and read by Kevin Barry.
The screech of it was a soul's screech. If you were lying there in the bed, lonesome, and succumbed to poetical thoughts, that screech would go through you. It happens that we are often just so in Bohan. No better men for the poetical thoughts. The Gant Broderick took a slick of sweat from his brow with the back of a big hand. He had a pair of hands on him the size of Belfast sinks. The sweat was after coming out on him sudden. It was hot on the L train, its elderly heaters juddered like half-wits beneath the slat benches, and the flush of heat brought to him a charge of feeling also. The Gant was in a fever spell this season. The tang of stolen ute seeped up in his throat with the rasping burn of nausea, and on the L train, in yellow light, the Gant trembled. But the familiar streets rushed past as the L train charged, and pain of memory, without warning, gave way to a kind of joy. He was back. And the Gant beamed then, ecstatically, as he sucked at the clammy air. He was back, among the city's voices. And it was the rhythm of them that slowed the rush of his thoughts. He had walked in off Big Nothing through the bogside dark. He had been glad to hop the L train up on the rises and take the weight off his old bones. The Gant was living out on Big Nothing again. The Gant was back at last in the Bohan creation. Down along the boxcar, he saw the authority man mout a sadness through his sozzled half-sleep. Most likely a woman's name. Was she as green and lazy-eyed as the Gant's lost love? And the city unpeeled, image by image, as the L train screeched along De Valera Street. A shuttered store, a war hero's plinth, an advert for a gout cure, a gull so ghostly on a lamppost. Morning was rising against the dim of the streetlights, and the lights cut just as the L train screeched into its dockside terminus. The train locked onto its berth. The rubber jolt of the stoppers meant you were downtown, meant you were in Bohan proper, and the L's diesel tang settled and died.